We do AOCBs from community councillors. Lorraine?
No, I don't think I had anything.
Elaine?
No, I think I've done all mine.
Val?
That meeting John and I attended, that the power station one, the switching station, was interesting. I felt as though that some people were jumping before they should get things settled up before. I did actually have to ask exactly what they wanted the committee to do, because I was like kind of unsure, but really what they want us to do is just give us information and then give it to you sort of thing, or, you know, so that everybody, if they have a problem with it, can come to us and say, what about this? And then we're able to answer it, or we can take them to Gary and Louise and they'll get back to us and give us the answer to it. I don't know if everybody knows, it's actually just across from the loch is going to be the new switching station. And the other switching station down at Tummel is actually getting revamped. So there's going to be quite a bit of noise and everything, and they've got to do like a lot of explosions and things like that. Is that not right, John?
Sorry, I left that to you to report to Val. I thought I'd give you something to say. It's really just a liaison between the SSE renewables and the transmission people about what's going to happen at Carnarvonshire when the switching station gets constructed there. There will be, you know, some inconvenience for the few people who probably stay in and around the area. There will be some large movements of equipment and such like, including the, you know, big transmitter up through the Strathtay side from Dundee Docks, actually up the A9 in from Barnlough along the Strathtay side.
But mind, we were trying to get that changed because of what Mike said, remember? Mike said about Calveen, coming in through Calveen down that road. Well, because Gary was going to look into that, remember? Mind, we asked him, well, I asked him.
That was for taking the wood out, was it not?
No, that was for all the traffic. Instead of coming in through Strathtay, come in the top road through Calveen, which is a better road, and they've widened it. Do you not remember what Mike said?
Aye, but I think that was in relation to the taking the wood out.
Because we've got wood lorries, because I said any more wood lorry, you know, any more lorries, I says it's going to be an inconvenience. But I thought maybe I got that wrong then. I thought they were going to come in through Calveen. He was going to look into that for all traffic to do with that.
I think the bridge at Tummel Bridge would probably be restrict that, but I might be wrong.
All right, I don't know. I'm just saying what Mike
but it's said. That kind of issue. It's to do with any issues with regards to this construction that will be fed out to the community and through community councils to yourselves, so that you're aware of what's happening and when.
Are these meetings minuted, Val?
Yes.
Yes, they are. Louise does it, yes.
Yeah. And they'll be available for sharing when they come out. Yep.
I haven't looked at my emails. Have you got yours yet, John?
Or you haven't looked either. You go back and have a look. I think I have, actually. At least I'm sure I saw something. But
yeah, so did I, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. But anyway, what I'll do, Victor, John will send it to you, because he probably looks at his more than I do. If he sends you a copy, then you've got at least got a copy and you can put it out if you want. Is that not what they said, John?
Yeah, it's they're happy to share any of the information locally. It's just the small group to try and you know, help them with communication and vice versa. You know, if there's things that need to be reported back to them, similarly. So,
I did actually have to ask people that were at the meeting to kind of stop moaning before we got up and running, because to me I thought it was just an informal meeting, this is who I am and blah blah blah, and people were jumping. This one particular person who has a business up there wouldn't stop moaning. I'm trying to be polite, and I thought, could you not wait till we get up and running and then take it from there once we're all, you know, sorted? So I was like, oh dear, but I kind of had to say it, because I felt it was just a bit too soon to start moaning. So,
right. Is that all from you, Val?
Yep.
Jane?
No, I don't have anything.
Karen? Thank you, Karen. Anything from Alistair or Ramsay?
No, I think we're quite fine. I did distribute an email to all the community council and the councillors just to inform them that Heartland had a considerable success at the community radio awards a week past Saturday. We were shortlisted and nominated for four awards and actually placed in all four categories. So it's just a little bit of blowing their own trumpet, but I'm delighted. But delighted that we've had such engagement with the community on it, and I really think that's where our awards came through. So we're just a conduit to make that happen. But delighted to see Ashley, who's sometimes been on these meetings, being awarded the Gold Award for Best Newcomer to Radio in the UK, which was absolutely delighted with. And another one of our awards was, again, on the journalistic side for the outside broadcast that we did at the day of the Scottish parliamentary elections when we were at the count. So it was just good to see that side of thing being recognised. But I didn't mean to hold the table for blowing her own trumpet, but it was nice to know. But without the support of the community and many of the community councils that we attend, we wouldn't get content, etc., that we needed. So thank you as a community council for A, allowing us to the meetings, and B, for contributing. And we always find it very useful when we get the reports and we get the audio that you send that we've used on more than one occasion. So thank you.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you, Alistair.